Welcome to the 60-Second Planner from Limeburg Information Services, on the web at limeburgservices.com. Here's Bob Keebler.
On January 2, 2013, President Obama signed the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012. Included in this legislation, although perhaps subject to some debate and controversy, is an increase of the capital gain rate from 15% to 20% for estates and trusts. For deaths that occurred before November 30th, 2012, you will be able to make a fiscal year election for the first fiscal year of the estate to end on November 30th, 2012, and for the following fiscal year to begin on December 1st, 2012. Under the law, a year beginning on December 1st, 2012 will not be subject to either the tax increases under the American Taxpayer Relief Act or to the 3.8% surtax, because both taxes only apply to years beginning on or after January 1st, 2013. This is important from both an income tax planning perspective and from a capital gain perspective, especially when funding pecuniary bequests. With the volatility of the stock market, many of the estates you represent will have substantial built-in gains. When this occurs, and you are forced to fund a pecuniary bequest with appreciated capital gain property, you will be forced to realize capital gain upon funding. If you have selected the right year end, that capital gain will be subject to tax at a 15% rate. However, with the wrong year end, you will be subject to tax at 23.8, the new 20% rate plus the 3.8% health care surtax. The critical step here is to select the right year end so that your year begins on December 1st, 2012 and not sometime in 2013. On behalf of Limeburg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler with a 60-Second Planner.